Title: Writing Dark DNB Motifs Beginner, Ableton Live Composition Lesson. Alright, let's write a dark drum and bass motif in Ableton Live. When I say motif, I don't mean a big, syllable melody. In darker DNB, a motif is usually a short gesture, a little musical fingerprint, something that can loop without getting annoying, because it has rhythm, pocket, and just a touch of tension. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a small motif kit, a two-bar dark synth motif, a call-and-response variation so it feels like it talks back, and an 8-bar sketch with automation and transition so it feels like a real section. And if you want the jungle flavor, we'll also do an optional stab motif. Let's set up first. Open Ableton Live and set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's right in the DNB pocket. For key, pick F minor or G minor. I'll use F minor because it's easy to visualize and it's a common dark key. Now make 3 MIDI tracks and name them motif, bass, and drums. Even if you're not building the bass today, having that track there helps you think like a producer. Motif lives in a lane, bass lives in a lane, and they don't need to fight. And one big tip before we do anything else, write motifs with drums playing. Dark DNB is rhythm first. The motif is basically dancing around the snare. Step 1. Make a simple drum guide. On the drums track, load a drum rack. Use any kit. This is not about perfect drum selection. It's about feel. Program a basic 2-step. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Then add hats on 8th notes or 16th notes for energy. Now here's a secret weapon. Groove. Open the groove pool and find something like swing 16-60 or any MPC style 16th swing. Apply it lightly, like 10-20%. Don't overdo it. We're not trying to make it funky house. We're trying to make it roll. Cool. Now the track moves. That's your foundation. Step 2. Choose a dark motif sound using stock devices. Go to the motif track and load Waveedable. We want a focused mid sound, not a huge super saw, not a sub. Think dark, controlled, slightly angry. Set oscillator 1 to basic shapes, leaning sawish. Oscillator 2 can be sine or basic shapes again, but keep it quiet. Just a bit of body. Set unison to 2 voices, but keep the amount low. In dark DNB, too much unison turns into glossy trance very fast, and we want stable, tense, controlled. Now the filter. Pick MS2 24 dB or low pass 24. Start the cutoff somewhere around 300-900 Hz. Don't worry about the exact number because we'll animate it later. Amp envelope. Very fast attack, like 0-5 milliseconds. Decay around 200-400 milliseconds. Sustain low, maybe even close to zero. Release around 80-150 milliseconds. The goal is a plucky stab that can speak rhythmically. Now add a quick stock chain after Waveedable. Add saturator. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is your instant DNB confidence knob. It makes everything feel more forward and a bit meaner. Add auto filter. Set it to low pass 12 or 24. We'll use it for movement, either with automation or the filter's own modulation. Add echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 10-25%. And filter the echo so it stays out of the way. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 4-6 kHz. That keeps the delay from turning into mud and hiss. Add utility at the end. Width around 80-120%. Be careful with width. A dark motif usually hits harder when the dry signal is fairly centered, and width is something you give to the echoes, not the core. But for now, a small adjustment is fine. Set the gain so you're not blasting your master. Nice. Now we've got a sound that already feels produced, even before the notes. Step 3. Write the 2-bar motif. This is the dark DNA. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the motif track and open the piano roll. We're in F minor. The scale is F, G, AB, PB, C, DB, IB. Now for the dark sauce. Tension notes. In dark DNB, you can borrow notes that technically don't belong, but only briefly. The big beginner-friendly one is E natural in F minor. That's the major 7 against the root, and it's instantly creepy. Another option is B natural in certain contexts for a tritone vibe, but we'll start simple. Here's the key rule. Use 3-5 notes total. Rhythm does the heavy lifting. If you try to write a whole melody, it usually sounds cheesy or it crowds the mix. Try this exact pitch idea. Bar 1. F to AB to F. Bar 2. F to E to F. That E natural is the tension. And because you come right back to F, it resolves and it feels intentional. Not random. Now rhythm. This is where the motif becomes DNB instead of just notes. Avoid placing your biggest hits right on the strong beats, and especially watch the snare. Think snare negative space. A super practical rule. Don't put long, loud notes leading into beat 2 and beat 4. Let the snare own that space. Instead, put statement notes just after the snare, like the motif is answering it. If you want a concrete grid, try placing notes on slightly off positions like a 16th after the downbeat in bar 1, then somewhere around beat 2 and then later in beat 3, and a couple of hits in bar 2 that land after the snare again. If that felt vague, here's the teacher move. Draw the notes in roughly, loop the drums and listen. Then nudge one or two notes slightly later, just a tiny bit, so it leans back. That's the roll. You're basically finding the pocket between kick, snare, and hats. Also, change note lengths before you change notes. Short ticks, like a 16th or even a 32nd, feel techie and nervous. Medium stabs, like a 16th to an 8th, feel like classic rollers. And one occasional longer note can feel ominous, but only if it doesn't crowd the snare. At this point, you should have a two-bar idea that repeats, with one tiny note change in bar 2. That's a motif. It has identity. Step 4. Lock it into the pocket with quantize, groove, and velocity. Select all notes in the clip and quantize to 1/16th, but don't go 100%. Set quantize strength around 80 to 90%. This audio version is shortened for playback.